Hi, I'm Walter Spires, and we are Hanging on Jesus Every Word. We've been in the Sermon on the Mount for quite some time now. Last time we began talking about this model prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray. There's a similar passage in Luke chapter 11, and it's debated as to whether or not that's the same time Jesus was teaching, but it reads differently. In that one, the disciples ask him to teach them to pray. Today we look at verse 9 in chapter 6. As Jesus began to teach them, he said these words, "Pray then, in this way, our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name." Such a rich verse. We talked last time about the fact that we are instructed to pray. This is the model. Again, it's not Jesus' prayer. It is a way that we are to structure or think about praying. It begins with recognizing God as our Father. Unless you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, God is not your Father. Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God the Father, and in Him we are saved by grace through faith, by the blood of Christ on that cross, and when we receive Him, we receive God as our Father. He's telling the disciples that the first thing we do is recognize that familial relationship. If we are in Christ, God is our Father, and all the good things that go with that as a father to a son or a father to his daughter. Then he said, "Hallowed be thy name." There's some discussion here, and I'm just going to tell you how I read that based on what the Greek word says. Hallowed means to be holy, revered, awed. We are recognizing God not only as our Father, but the Holy One, the only one who is perfect, who is to be worshiped and revered and awed. The next time you recite this prayer, don't do it as Jesus warned, like the Gentiles or the Jews, just repetitions. That's how we throw this out most of the time. We've all been guilty of that. But this time as you begin, you think about who you are praying to, your Father God, and who He is, His nature, His character, that He is to be awed and revered, and let that guide you into the rest of this prayer. Hanging on Jesus every word for Christ's sake. Amen. To learn more about how you can become a Christian, grow in your walk with the Lord, donate to help keep this ministry going strong, and receive freely of all the biblical content, video, audio, and written, go to onlyjesus.life. That's onlyjesus.life.